This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 242 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, well, Melanie and I don't have quite as much going on as maybe we did last week when we had Mississippi State and the national championship and all that. So this week, we're going to talk about stuff like cereal, snacks, you know, and then also some news from the ranch and just what's been going on in regular real life lately. If you are interested in checking out some of the things that we talk about, that we use regularly, that we love, you can find those things in our Amazon shop. It is newly reorganized at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we're so happy you're here and hope you enjoy episode 242. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We're going to be really on the, well, I guess you would say the most ordinary of ordinary narratives this week.
Yeah.
Our trajectory,
if you're going to wait for it to get interesting, you might be waiting the entire podcast. We were just laughing about, we've hit the summer doldrums. It's like the dog days of summer. And so Sophie, when she sent me her list this morning of kind of, we always like different things we can talk about. I'm going to tell you that one of them, bullet point, cereal. And I thought, you know, that feels right. That's where we are right now. What's going on in your life? I don't know. Let's talk about cereal.
Well, here's my thing about cereal. I just had an epiphany. I ran in the grocery store yesterday and Alex is at this offensive line camp. And so I knew he was going to be in a situation where he might want a snack or something today, but like one of his favorite snacks is just cereal.
Yeah.
So I got him a box of cereal to take to offensive line camp. But what occurred to me is I know exactly what cereal I'm going for when I buy cereal for him. I know exactly what cereal I'm going for when I buy cereal for me. I have passed the point in my life where I'm interested in new cereals. I'm not. I don't care.
No.
I'm not. I don't feel like you can come up with any formula of cereal that's really going to interest me or compel me to purchase it because I have what I need and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. So what's your go-to? What's your go-to cereal?
So my go-to cereal is Frosted Mini Wheats. I love them.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love them. I have loved them my whole life. I really love those. I also like a Golden Graham.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm, I enjoy a Golden Graham. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like something that's super like granola-y. So I like a Kashi cereal. I find those to be good. But other than that, I don't mind like a Honey Bunches of Oats, but that's going to be the exception and not the rule, you know.
Okay. Now, do you eat them all with milk?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. I do. Alex does not. I always want milk with my cereal. Alex never wants milk with his cereal.
See, I fall in the Alex camp. I rarely want milk. Like every now and then I'll crave a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios with milk. Mm. But that's about my only milk adjacent cereal.
Okay. So if you're not going to eat Honey Nut Cheerios, what are your go-tos cereal wise?
So I would say I love Smart Start.
Okay. I hadn't had that in forever.
Oh, God, so good. I think Smart Start it's one of my favorites. Smart Start, I like Frosted Mini Wheats, too. That's a good dry snack cereal for me. But you need the ratio of the Frosted and the Mini Wheat to be correct. You know, I hate when you get a box where there's not enough frost and there's too much wheat.
Because it's just straw.
Yeah, because then it's just like, there again, it's like eating a basket, you know, like it's too, like I can't do it.
That should be their slogan. Frosted Mini Wheats, like eating a basket.
Like eating a basket. Mm-hmm. And then I do also love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I mean, it's like diabetes in a box.
It really
it's
is.
So good. It's there again, that so could be good. Their slogan, but God, it's good.
It's dessert is what it is. Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch for me is not breakfast. It's dessert. No.
Yeah.
It's really too sweet to me for the morning, but I do love it. It's so good. And now you see all these different Cinnamon Toast Crunch products. Like you can buy the cinnamon sugar mixture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have like breakfast bars. It's wise because it's delicious. I don't know why it's so good. It's, I guess, all the sugar.
I was going to say because it's covered in cinnamon and sugar. It like melts in your mouth. It's so cinnamony and sugary, but man, it's good. So, but yeah, pretty much I feel like the cereal that we will always have here. I felt like last year when we were heavy into quarantine, and I think I said this at the time, I think there was like a 2-week stretch where I finally had to ask Caroline, have you eaten anything other than Frosted Flakes in the last 2 weeks? Like I felt like every time I looked up and I was like cooking, but she would be like, I'm really not hungry. I'm just going to have a bowl of Frosted Flakes. And finally, I was like, I think we're about to get scurvy. Like it's time to, you know, but we were wheels off. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. I used to love Frosted Flakes and probably still would. I just don't think to buy them. See, I'm in a rut with my cereals. I just, I don't know. I'm always fascinated by what cereals people like though. You know, when they pull something that feels real obscure off the, or if they're like really a Count Chocula person, you know, or they're really into just like cornflakes.
That's it. Or somebody who's just like, I just like grape nuts. And you're like, you really like just grape nuts? Like my Big Bob, my grandpa, he loved just a bowl of grape nuts, which is, that feels odd to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, the one I don't get at all. And my dad eats this he used to is Raisin Bran. Like,
oh no,
why you would want to put raisins in milk and like in a milk, like, oh, it makes me just the thought of the way it all looks.
What if those raisins hydrated and turned back into grapes?
Oh,
God. I said that just because I knew it would gross you out, but.
Anything Sorry. Milk in general kind of grosses me out. Like, I put it in my coffee. Like, I like it frothed in my coffee and all that stuff, but just like a glass of milk, like chocolate milk is different, but like white milk is like, I just have to be real. It's too viscous for me. I can't. Hey, taking a break to tell you about FabFitFun. Y'all know how much I love FabFitFun. I've talked about it so much. And I love getting a little bit of happy, just a package of goodness in the mail. And that's why I love FabFitFun. A friend asked me about subscription boxes and if I thought they were worth it. And I believe FabFitFun is such the best investment for the quality of products you receive. I've found so many new favorites from my FabFitFun box. And now that summer's here and life is back to normal, I've already spent days out by the pool, I've had fun nights out with friends, and I cannot wait for more over the next couple of months. FabFitFun has sponsored the Big Boo Cast for some time now, but summer season is different. They're now the only subscription box that is 100% customizable. This new perk is only available to annual members, which is one more reason to go sign up for the yearly subscription. You can find so many great deals on top brands up to 70% off retail prices. For me, I love the new Dr. Brandt Skincare Pores No More Purifying Cleanser. It makes my skin feel amazing. Plus, this flight mode high altitude hydration mask is perfect for my skin that's so dry as I'm trying to work up my retinol regimen. And they have the cutest little Raydun guacamole and salsa bowls with spoons. It'll be perfect for entertaining now that we can have parties again, and the cutest little pineapple ice molds to help us get through the Texas summer. I love that you get to try a ton of different products for what the price of one is normally. I've found everything from a new perfume I love to my favorite lipstick to a painless hair remover. And in the summer box, I just got this corksicle wine tumbler with a silicone straw that is my poolside companion this summer. There are so many products that are now a part of my daily routine. You can order your summer box today. Sign up now so you can snag amazing products like this great Society 6 outdoor blanket that I've already used a ton, or this amazing detox shampoo and scalp massager, which makes my hair look so good when you customize your box. And by right now, visiting www.fabfitfun.com, you can receive all of this for 50% off your first box. Y'all, that is an amazing deal. Just use coupon code BIGBOO. Again, that's coupon code BIGBOO for 50% off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. But hurry, because this deal will not last long.
No, listen, one of my favorite snacks, and this was the other thing I was going to ask you about since we don't have much to talk about. One of my favorite snacks is a half a banana and a glass of milk.
Oh, okay.
There's something about milk and banana to me that's just, it's so good. But I'm very particular about my milk. I like the Horizon Organics whole milk. I don't like fat-free milk. But I like, and I like it really cold. Cold. That to me is delicious.
I would agree with that. I'm a Horizon Organics 2%. I need somewhere in between a skim and a whole. Whole is way too robust for me. But a 2% is kind of my sweet spot because skim becomes too watery. But I will do, like, if I'm eating like Oreos in milk, a warm chocolate chip cookie in milk.
Oh, that's good.
A piece of chocolate cake in milk. But it has to be something in that family for me to want milk. But like a real food and milk, like I remember my nightmare when I was little is like if you'd go eat dinner at somebody's house and like their mom would be having like pork chops and broccoli and like a potato, and then they'd serve it to you with a big glass of milk, and I'm like, ma'am, I can't deal with this pork chop with this milk. Those two things don't go together to me.
I remember being at a friend's house one time and her mom made everybody a glass of instant milk. So it was like, it was kind of warm.
Oh, no.
And I can still, if I think about it hard enough, I can, I know what it tasted like.
Oh, no. Can't do it. Can't.
So what are y'all doing for snacks right now? And y'all just, listen, if y'all think, if y'all don't think we're off to the races, right? watch us go. Because
what is your favorite dryer sheet?
Bounce. But what are y'all doing for snacks right now? We do have actual things to talk about. Now I'm just fascinated with cereal and snacks.
We are, what are we eating for snacks right now? I still love this roasted, the salt and pepper macadamia nuts from Target. Those are like a staple right now for us. Perry and Caroline are really on a big, and you really can only find them at Target. Even HEB doesn't have them, but they're the jalapeno white cheddar Cheetos, but they're the crunchy ones, not the puffs.
Oh, I don't know that I've seen those.
Well, because they're only at Target. And like when I go, I apologize to my fellow neighborhood Target shoppers because I buy every bag they have in stock. And it's usually like four bags. So they're really on those. I really try not to eat like a Cheeto is a snack. So I try to stick with my almonds and my stuff. I still love those Tillamook little charcuterie packs.
Yes.
I've been keeping a lot of those, and Caroline takes a lot of that kind of stuff to the vet clinic when she works because she doesn't really, they don't get a break to sit and eat like a real meal. So she's got to do something she can just grab. And then I love the wisp cheese crisps.
They're so delicious.
They're so good. So, but that's kind of, I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anything, but I think that's our, oh, and I've been keeping, I will tell you this. I keep making that cucumber salsa that I talked about
a couple episodes back.
I make a big batch of that pretty much to start every week. And we eat that with Julio's chips. And man, it's so good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's delicious. What are y'all? What about y'all?
Well, this is not a snack. You just reminded me of it when you said Tillamook. But I discovered at Publix about a month ago, sometimes I'll buy just like a an ice cream novelty. You know, something where you're like, you know, like a fudgesicle or a something where if you want something sweet or popsicles, you know, but you have something you can just grab that's not like a vat of ice cream.
Okay. Yeah.
So Tillamook makes ice cream sandwiches that are about the size of your palm. They're round. And they are a waffle cone is the exterior of the ice cream sandwich. But on the inside of the waffle cone is a very thin layer of chocolate. And then you have your ice cream. And there's one with strawberry ice cream. I've seen like a sea salt caramel. But my favorite is the vanilla. But what I love about them is it's not like I mean, not that all ice cream sandwiches are giant, but it's really like a 4-bite little dessert. But the waffle cone part of it gives a nice texture, but you still get that little bit of chocolate. They're delicious. That's not a snack. That's just a dessert.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
They're good. Snacks, I would say anything on that Target, on the end of that aisle at Target where it has all the nuts, like any of that, I'm so good with. So, you know, I love cashews. So those salted cashews are really good. What else? I don't know. We buy way too many chips in the summertime. I'll just admit it. We just do. And because everybody in this house likes chips. It's hard to beat chips.
Oh, they're good.
I could do a Patreon episode on chips if you're ever interested in that.
Oh, we could. All the different kinds.
Yeah. I mean, really, it would be hours. It would be a series is what it would be. And then I really love in the summertime, I love watermelon, like cold watermelon much. Because a watermelon out of season is usually not worth eating. You know, they're just, they're not sweet. They can be real mealy. Yeah. But Alex actually brought home a watermelon a few days ago that I'm about to slice this afternoon and put in the refrigerator. And I love cold watermelon and then sprinkle a little bit of salt on it. That's what we did in Mississippi growing up. Or I love it. You know, when you put a little feta cheese on it, a little mint on it, it's just one of my favorites. That's delicious to me.
Yeah. I'm like, I do like the fruits in the summer because I keep blackberries around. I like blackberries. I like blueberries if you can get the jumbo ones that are sweeter.
Yeah.
I love a good strawberry and a peach. Listen, and my peaches have been hit or miss this year. Like I've had some really good ones and I bought some that seemed real promising and they just weren't very flavorful. But,
I'm very sorry about that.
It's okay. I mean, it happens, you know, It's true. You try to smell them and see, and you're just, but I do think the Texas peaches tend to be better than the California peaches this year, just in my opinion.
So. Well, the Georgia peaches are hard and Alabama peaches are hard to beat.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we go to the beach in the summer, there's a little town called Clanton, Alabama, that's a huge peach country. And so they're two different places right off the interstate where you can stop and get the best peaches in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't been to the beach this summer, so I hadn't gotten any.
Okay. Hey, y'all. It's me taking a quick break to tell you about KiwiCo. Some of my favorite childhood memories are from summer when I was a kid. I loved late nights at the pool. I loved being able to spend all day exploring with my friends. I loved making Barbie campgrounds and the landscaping outside my house. There were just so many ways to use your imagination. And to me, some of life's greatest childhood adventures happen during the summertime because the wheels are off. There's no real schedule. Everything's free time, which makes it great for a kid, sometimes not so great for a parent. But with a KiwiCo subscription, kids can take their imaginations to new heights with super cool STEAM projects delivered every month. For trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers in every stage in between. So, whether you're watching your grandkids for the week or stacking up on projects for summer camp or preparing for the next school year ahead, KiwiCo brings exciting projects right to your door. We have received a kit to make an electric pencil sharpener and an actual working radio. Caroline's always loved building things and figuring out how things work, and so it's so fun to get these types of projects delivered. We've received a kit to make an electric pencil sharpener and an actual working radio. Caroline has always loved building things and figuring out how things work, and so it's so cool to get a package delivered directly to your door with everything you need to start a new fun project. You can bring summer camp wherever you go with Camp KiwiCo. It's camp in a crate. Sign up and access Camp KiwiCo anytime, anywhere, at your convenience for free. You can choose from three camps based on your kid's age group and enjoy 5 days of perfectly planned summer activities. Camp KiwiCo is around all summer long, so you can choose when to work on projects. You can cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine and more, everything is shipped right to your door and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel at any time. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. You can get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/bigboo. That's KIWICO.com/bigboo.
Okay, so the other thing going on besides thinking about cereal and snacks, yes, we got carpet in our house this past week. It was supposed to be this week. Then they called last week and said, can we come a week earlier? And I'm going to tell you, it took some hustle, but we got everything cleared out. Our living room still looks like we're getting ready to have some kind of yard sale
because
we just put everything in there. And we're just over the course of this week, just going to move it back. But, you know, we've hauled off stuff. We've donated stuff. I'm about to do another car full of donations. But this was the real trick, was because they were going to be in the house all day. We didn't know at the time it was going to be Friday and Saturday. We thought it was just going to be Friday.
Yeah.
But I had to get Hazel out.
Oh, God.
Because it would just be too hard on her. I mean, you know, it would just be, she would be a nervous wreck. Oh, and, you know, she's not really much better at the vet in terms of her anxiety. So I'd said, I'll just take Hazel. We'll just spend the day together. Oh, David called it Joey and Janice's day of fun. Like, I'm friends. We were getting ready to leave that Friday. And he said, Joey and Janice's day of fun. So I folded down all the seats in the back of my car. I put a comforter back there for Hazy. I put her water bowl back there. And we really did. We just had adventures. We went on walks at two different parks. You know, we drove out in the country. But listen, she loved it.
What's not to love?
And she got so used to her water bowl being in the car that I'd be driving down the road and I'd hear she'd walk to the back and just get her something to drink, and then she'd lay down again. It was really fun for her. So I listened, seriously, it felt like I listened to 178 podcast episodes because I was just in the car.
Oh my gosh.
And then finally we got back Saturday afternoon, and after our second day of Joey and Janice's day of fun, and it was finished, and it's great. It looks so much better, but we're just in that process of having to put the house back together. And here's the other thing. I was putting my office back together yesterday, and I got to a point, and I was like, that's all I want in here. That's all I want. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Not that I had so much, but you just realize how much clutter you have when you have to, you have to get everything off your floor and all that kind of stuff. And so I've got this room just like I want it. So I'm just going to donate or, I don't know. It's something.
Yeah. It's a good reset. It's funny because I have been looking, because when we redid our house, which now I can tell you it's been 18 years ago because I was pregnant with Caroline, we redid all the hardwood floors then and had them all refinished and all that stuff, which was great because we had moved into a rental. Well, I can tell, like, especially in the kitchen and like in our bathroom, there are places that the hardwood has really started to wear. And I'm like, at some point, you know, because we plan on staying in this house forever, I'm like, we're going to need to redo all these floors. And it's that whole thing of like, that's a massive undertaking. Like, I just can't even to have to get everything up off the floor. It just feels like, I mean, and you know, I've been wanting to paint my master bedroom for 10 years and I haven't done it. So clearly the floors, you know, it's just one of those things. I hate something that just displaces you.
Yeah, and it does. I said, I guess it was Thursday night. I mean, we really could have moved. It was like we got all our little stuff together and then they moved all the big stuff, the people who were installing the carpet. But you had to go through everything just like you do when you're moving. And now we've got to move back in, kind of. And not to that extreme. But still, you don't often have a reason to go through. Hazel is snoring to beat the band right now, by the way.
She's had a very big weekend.
She really has had a very big weekend. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you just, I don't know, that process of going through everything. I haven't moved in, I guess we moved in this house in 2006, so I haven't moved in 15 years, but I felt those feelings getting ready for the carpet, for sure.
Hey y'all, it's me here to tell you about Rothy's. It is 2021 and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes, especially in the summer, especially when you're going on vacation and maybe doing more walking and exploring than usual. And that's where Rothy's comes in. What makes Rothy's so good? They have a unique seamless design that's insanely comfortable from the moment you put them on. Their styles are sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles, they're fully machine washable, and they're available in so many shapes, styles, and colors so you can always find the right one for you. You can start summer off on the right foot with comfortable bestsellers like flats, loafers, and sneakers from Rothy's. Plus, they have sandals in an array of colors made for exploring. Their newest styles have you covered. And they even have these spacious, washable bags that are perfect for summer getaways to the lake, to the beach, to the pool, just on vacation, wherever you're going. There's a newly launched men's shoe that are intentionally designed with an artisanal level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. Rothy's men's shoes are durable, they're washable, and better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during research and development results in a perfect fit, wash after wash. I have the flats in green Botana camo, and I love them. I wore them to Caroline's new student conference and could not believe how comfortable they were, even after walking all over creation in the heat and the humidity. Plus, I got compliments on my cute shoes. And even better, you can simply toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. Who better to tell you about how comfortable Rothy's are than real customers? Lisa L. says these shoes are like walking on clouds. You are correct, Lisa L. And Julie A. says there's no break-in period, no blisters, just pure comfort. To help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special, y'all. This never happens. They gave us the chance to share a super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/bigboo. That's rothys.com/bigboo. Trust me, you do not want to miss this. They never offer this kind of deal. Head to rothys.com/bigboo to find your new favorites today.
Well, I'm laughing because you're talking about Hazel getting in the car. So, and I put this in my Instagram stories, but you know, Piper and Mabel and I had an adventure last Tuesday.
Yes, you did. Yes, you certainly did.
Mm-hmm. We had a very big day. And so Perry, the short version is that Perry called me. So he was supposed to go fishing with some friends, and he does this thing where he likes to get up at 3 a.m. and just drive down to the coast and meet them at the dock. I don't even understand.
I don't either.
So he did that. Well, we've had a ton of rain here. I cannot even tell you, like, an unprecedented amount of July rain for South Texas. And so he got down there. Well, it was raining, so they couldn't go. So he decided, well, I'm driving back in, but while I'm already south, I'm going to stop at the ranch. So he stopped at the ranch, and his truck is 4-wheel drive. And mm-hmm. so he stopped at the ranch. He thought it was going to be fine. Narrator's voice. It was not fine. He went in to like fill a feeder, and like his truck just sunk. Like, when I'm telling you, like, we laughed because, like, when we pulled him out, it was literally like his truck, like, it was like quicksand. Like, it had just, there were no ruts. There were no, it was like, it just went,
it like, just sucked those tires under.
The tires under, and like, it left the indent of like the differential, and the bottom part of his truck was like in the mud right there. So, I mean, gosh. He was not coming out. But so he called me and he was like, I need you to load up tow straps and clevises, which people asked, those are giant metal hooks that attach to your trailer hitch. And so you can attach the tow ropes and all this stuff. But Piper and Mabel were watching me do all this, and they were getting real excited and they were stir crazy. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to load them up, because if we're going to the ranch, that means they can run and play. And so I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and load them up. You've never seen two dogs so excited to get in a car.
Like, best day ever.
And it was such a novelty to be in my car going to the ranch, you know, because that's not the way it usually goes. But anyway, we drove down there. They were able to run, play in the mud puddles, and we were able to successfully pull Perry out of the ranch. Now, here, out of the mud. But here is one thing that I did not include in my Insta stories. Actually, two things, because I felt like just at the time I didn't think about them. Number one, y'all may remember that it was last 4th of July that there was a snake in the toilet at the ranch.
Yes.
And so I have not really used the toilet at the ranch since then. But by the time we got in and it was so rainy and wet, I was like, Perry's like, do you need to stop by the house and go to the bathroom? And I said, I do. And so I walked into the bathroom and he said, I just checked the toilet. He said, as of 5 minutes ago, it was snake free. And I was like, okay. And so, why do you even have to clarify that?
That doesn't inspire any confidence on my end of things.
It doesn't, but I
have to go. As of 5 minutes ago, it was snake free. There's potential then for it to be not snake free. And that's not good enough.
No, that's not what you want from a toilet experience. Mm-hmm. So I did the whole like patented, like, you know, squat, the hover and squat, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to sink in on this. But I was like, I had to go so bad. And while I am, this is a lot of information, while I am midstream, I look in the bathroom trash can that's next to the toilet and I see a snakeskin shed that thrown away that he had neglected to say there wasn't a snake in the toilet, but there was a snakeskin shed. So, you've never seen somebody get out of a place so fast. And so I walked out there and I said, why is there a snakeskin shed in the, and he said, well, because he said, I'm not real sure. I didn't see a snake. He said, but it was in the bathtub when I got here, the snakeskin shed.
That is not okay. That is not okay.
And so he said, I don't know if it, he said, I've really sealed off all the entryway. He said, so I don't know if it was old. I don't know if it's one that maybe has just been living in the septic tank.
No.
So needless to say.
Oh, gosh.
Needless to say that I did not go to the bathroom inside again the rest of the time I was there, because I would rather just take my chances, because at least out in nature, you're prepared, you know, at least there you're prepared. And then the other thing that happened while all this was going on is that Piper inadvertently stirred up a hornet's nest, like a literal hornet's nest.
for real. She, uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Not metaphorically.
Did they get her?
They did. They got her a couple of times in her face, and we thought she was fine. She really seemed okay, and we gave her a Benadryl, but that night the pad of her paw was real swollen, and so we think she batted them away with her paw. But anyway, it was a big day. It was a lot more ranching activity than what I'm really used to.
Golly, that was a lot from the animal kingdom in one day.
It was a lot in one day. So that's kind of what happened here. But then this weekend, I mean, we settled in, and I think it was Saturday where I was like, I guess I need to get out of my pajamas because I've been in them for so long. But it was so rainy and just lazy. So we really did nothing. I mean, Caroline had worked on Thursday, but we just kind of laid low all weekend, and it was kind of nice, but yesterday by the time we went to church, I was like, I'm a little stir crazy. Like I need to
get out a little bit, do something.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Daily Harvest. I don't know about y'all, but when the weather gets warmer or so hot like it is in South Texas, the last thing I want to do is be sweaty in my kitchen cooking over a flaming hot stove or preheating the oven. No, thank you. But I also don't always want to order takeout for every meal because Perry is not a fan of that and it gets expensive. And that is why I'm obsessed with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I love knowing that the food we're eating is actually good for us. I'm trying so hard for us to eat healthier. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. My personal favorite is Daily Harvest Scoops. It's their plant-based ice cream. Scoops is the perfect sweet treat, plus it's gluten and dairy-free. Some of my other favorites are their mango and papaya smoothie. I love to have it in the morning. The artichoke and lemon harvest bowl. The midnight fudge scoops are so good. And Daily Harvest is all about leaving the earth in a better place than they found it. Not just for us, but for future generations to come. They focus on increasing biodiversity, investing in organic farming practices, reducing food waste, and even prioritizing recyclable and compostable packaging. Daily Harvest is delicious food all built on whole organic fruits plus vegetables that conveniently stays fresh in your freezer so it's ready when you are. It really is the whole package and makes summer cooking so easy. Stay cool, stay calm, and collected during the summer heat. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code BIGBOO to get $25 off your first box. That's code BIGBOO for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Again, that's dailyharvest.com.
Yeah. Well, I stepped out really outside my comfort zone this morning. I read an article this weekend. I don't know where, but this is how easily persuaded I am right now, that said that the new toast of the moment, which don't we all want to know what the new toast of the moment is? It's not avocado toast now, it's ricotta toast.
I can sign up for that.
So I thought, I went to the grocery store yesterday and I got some ricotta cheese and I thought, I'm going to make me some ricotta toast at some point. Again, I'm the only person in this house who cares for toast, but I love it. I find it to be delicious. So this morning I got up, I made some toast. I kind of toasted my bread halfway. Then I put the ricotta on top, just like a tablespoon kind of spread out over the top of the toast. And then put it back in the oven. And the article I read, they took honey and squeezed it over the top, which would be really delicious, but I was out of honey. So I took a couple of teaspoons of strawberry preserves and just put a couple of teaspoons on each piece of toast. I'm here to tell you, it was delicious.
That sounds so good.
Delicious. And put a little salt on top of that ricotta too. It's good.
Yes. Oh, yum. That sounds so good. Now that is a good snack.
Yeah, it was really tasty. And I don't like just toast and jelly because that's too sweet for me in the morning. Mm-hmm. So just to have that tiny bit of strawberry preserve on top of the ricotta was delicious. But ricotta is so savory. It was, it was thumbs up.
Oh, that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. That is a good snack. So I'm going to have to, because I've got to make a massive grocery store list, I feel like, today. Because we're just at that point. Because one of the other things that I got I've been obsessed with, but it did launch into full on obsession over the weekend, was ordering more stuff for Caroline's dorm room.
Oh, what else is there to order? By the way, the picture of you with the giant Swatch watch. never has anything been quite so right to me as that. I mean, that was perfection.
I mean, the bangs, several people mentioned the bangs. Yes, I had permed bangs in 1989, in the fall of 89. And that Swatch watch, I mean, it really made our dorm room. I mean, that was, we were so decorated to have that giant Swatch watch. It's somebody said this picture is the most 80s picture I've ever seen.
It really was. I mean, it was, you could put it in a time capsule and it would reveal so much about the end of that particular decade. So tell me what you got for Caroline's dorm room.
So, I had put up a post because I knew it, if there's anything you need to know, Instagram is the place to go, sure. They're going to tell you. So I'd put up a post and I'd asked, Tamara, who is an Aggie mom that I had met years ago at a book signing, and her two girls graduated from A&M. She and her husband went to A&M. And so she said, I have an extensive spreadsheet. And Tamara is the head of the foundation of Aggie Moms, the Federation of Aggie Moms. So what I'm going to say is she is like a type A organized person. So I felt, and I think what she said was an 18-page spreadsheet.
I believe that
is correct.
Okay.
So it really helped me solidify some things that we needed. So this week we had ordered, we'd gotten all her bedding stuff, like pillows, mattress toppers, all that stuff. But I ordered some plastic containers with lids because people had suggested, which I had known I was going to do this, but to put together a medicine container, a little first aid, Advil, Pepto-Bismol, just so if she gets sick, she doesn't have to go get that stuff.
Sure.
We got a door stopper because people said move-in day, you're going to want to be able to leave your door open to go in and out easily.
I would have never thought of that, but that's so true.
It's so true. And then they said, and then even when they move in, sometimes you're going to want it because when you're meeting people and you just want to leave your door open, a door stopper. And then Caroline, because she's Perry Schenkel's daughter, said you also use that door stopper at night on the inside part of your door so nobody can break your door down.
Oh, he has taught her well. He has what a legacy she's walking in. I mean, one generation shall commend your works to another.
And I thought, isn't that so telling? If anything sums up our marriage, and I'm like, so this way you can just leave your door open so everybody can come in. Everybody can come in.
And she's like, this way I can use it on the other side and I can keep people out.
That's right. So that nobody can come in. Nobody's getting out. We ordered some desk supplies like staplers, scissors, that kind of stuff. We ordered a shoe organizer rack for the bottom of her closet.
Okay.
And we ordered some bathroom containers. I'm sitting here looking because I'm in the playroom, which I can't even tell you is just full of stuff.
And so I think that that was it. I feel like there were a couple of other things. But anyway, we kept adding. So I do feel like our list now is pretty much down to, oh, we got a dehumidifier / air purifier.
Okay.
Because I have heard that in her dorm, it's not very cool. But people say that the dehumidifier really helps.
What do you mean it's not very cool? I would like to hear more about this.
I remember my dorm was freezing all the time. She's living in a newer dorm. And so it's where Jackson Fisher lived last year. And so he said it's cool enough, but I mean, let's be honest. Is anything going to be as cold as what she's used to in the Schenkel house?
Well, you make an excellent point.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then the more I read about dehumidifiers, and it's so humid in College Station, I was like, I do think she'll be glad to have this. So we ordered that. We ordered a tower fan and a bedside fan. So like a fan that keeps the room cool, plus mm-hmm. a fan she can have blowing right on her.
Well done.
Yeah. So anyway, we just ordered. But I'm telling you that yesterday I ordered so much stuff on Friday and Saturday that yesterday morning during church, I had my phone on silent, but I could hear it like going bzz, bzz, bzz. And I was like, what is happening? Like I picked it and I checked it because, you know, I was like on a Sunday morning, I was like, something terrible has happened. No, that was just Amazon texting me to say, this is being delivered. This is being delivered. This is being delivered. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of deliveries, but I think it's the way like everybody's been asking how I'm doing, and I'm really doing good with it because she is so ready to go. Like she cannot wait to get there. And so I'm so excited for her. And so I'm really focusing on that. But I do think that shopping for the dorm has given an outlet to my angst and worry. It's like,
no doubt.
Make sure she has everything down to a doorstop, then I feel like I have done my job.
That's right.
Anyway, that is it. But we officially have a move-in time. So she's moving in Sunday, August 22nd is our date. And we're going to need, I also ordered a large, like kind of a luggage trolley type thing that we can stack stuff on to.
Trolley, explain that.
Okay. Like the flatbed dolly type thing you get at Home Depot. You know, like one of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Amazon has one. I'm going to add all this stuff to our Amazon store. This isn't an ad, but just that way, if people are shopping for stuff, like you can see what we've ordered, but it's like, it folds up. So like you can fold it up and she can store it in her dorm room, but it's just, it flattens out and it holds up to like 350 pounds. But that way. Yeah. Cause they have an elevator to get, cause she's not on the first floor. And so they have an elevator. So that way we can,
you came so close to telling us which floor she was on.
I did.
And Perry Schenkel, that would have violated every safety precaution he encourages.
That's exactly right. I cannot say what floor she is on, although she will have that door stop to keep people out.
That's right. So, that's right. She's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all going to be good. So, but needless to say, I think at this point we are down to pretty much getting some cleaning supplies, some medications, some toiletry items, which I figure we'll wait and go get all that stuff, you know, in August right before she leaves, because no point to add that to all the other. But I will say it's interesting because even Amazon, like you can tell everybody's ordering dorm stuff because a lot of stuff is starting to either be on back order or delayed shipping. You can tell everybody's in that mode right now.
Well, I will say I went to Target last week to get another laundry basket because I was just going to put a bunch of my shoes in another laundry basket just to move mm-hmm. them out of the closet instead of having to carry them two by two. And there were no laundry baskets in our Target. Now there were, you know, plastic containers, that kind of stuff, but just your traditional laundry basket, they were done. They were out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's because everybody's buying. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. funny because everybody was like, they need a laundry hamper or whatever. And we just got her like a large laundry basket because I was like, you might as well just put your dirty clothes in that. And then that's how you carry them down to the washroom. And then that's how you mm-hmm. carry them back. Like,
that's
why do you
exactly
need a separate
right.
hamper and basket?
I don't feel like any college student actually needs a hamper. That to me is just another thing to not see that needs to be cleaned. You know,
that's what I think.
In the laundry basket, it's out in the open. There's some vents on the sides. I feel like that's maybe better.
Well, and I feel like that's easy to load up and bring home if she's going to come home and do laundry, or if she's going to go out to Honey's house and do laundry or whatever. So that just felt more practical to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's your turn to do five favorites this week.
Thank you.
Are you ready for five favorites?
I am ready. I've stretched. I've hydrated.
Okay, good.
Like I'm ready. I do have to say, on the influencer scale, I've never been so tickled right now before I say these five favorites about all the buzz about the Nordstrom anniversary sale.
Listen, so many people are talking about the Nordstrom anniversary sale to the point that today I was like, well, I guess maybe I need to be looking to see if there's anything I want. And I put one thing on my wish list.
Yeah. But it's a whole thing of that everybody, like, to me, all the big influencers I follow, it's a whole thing where, like, they're not really going to shop the Nordstrom sale this year. Like, they really aren't going to push it because you just really need to know what you want. But here mm-hmm. are 16 spreadsheets of all the things you could get yes. if you wanted to, but they're not going to really push it. But here are 17 different sweaters and 84 right. pairs of booties you can order if you want to.
Right. Here are 10 Instagram slides with suggestions of yes. things that you might want. And each one of those slides has 42 items on it, but I'm hands off. I kind of forgot about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I do always look to see if Jo Malone's on sale. Like, if, you know.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. It doesn't appear that it's going to be. So.
Well, and the problem is where Nordstrom to me has screwed up is that now they have all these tiers. Like, it used to just be like, if you're a cardholder, you get to shop early. If you're not, then you don't. But now, like today, I can't remember what it is. It's like basically like if you're Posh Spice and you spend $25,000 a year or more at Nordstrom, then you get to shop. And I'm like, who is that? Who's spending $25,000 a year at Nordstrom? Like, nobody that I know. So, right. I mean, no judgment if you are. I mean, kudos to you. I'm happy for you. I'm just saying that that's not really the world I live in. So really, by the time people like me get to shop, everything's gone anyway. So I'm yeah. like, what does it really even matter at this point? Because at the best, you're hoping that you can get the meager return items of the posh people who were able.
Of the people who are already shopping. Yeah. There is a pair of Adidas, like, walking shorts I would like that are only like $10 off in the anniversary sale. But I'm like, well, if they were $40 and I can get them for $30, you know. But
yeah. Yeah, I feel like beauty items are worth it if you can get them. Like, if anything's still left, like, I would definitely order my Olaplex shampoo, but there's not going to be any Olaplex left by the time I can shop. So, anyway, just meager crumbs for the peasants.
But I know. I'm telling you.
Anyway, I just had to say that. But here, okay. here are my five favorites. You're going to notice this is a real Amazon heavy list because, I've spent a lot of time on Amazon.
It's where you're living right now.
Yes. So I ordered, one of the things I ordered for myself, just for being a good mom, was this, it's Lastia is the brand, but it's a lavender and eucalyptus candle.
Interested.
It, okay, y'all know that I really like tobacco, cedar, wood is more of my, cigarette smoke is more of my scent.
Yeah, my profile. Smell profile. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I do like when I do like essential oils, which I do a lot of times, and I like doing that sometimes in the summer because it just is a little lighter and crisper. I like a lavender and I like a eucalyptus. And so mm-hmm. I saw this candle and I thought this speaks to me. And I will say it lives up to its billing. It's not expensive. It has a really good clean smell. It's a good switch for me because leather and tobacco in the summer sometimes feels a little oppressive.
Yeah. A little heavy. You know?
Yeah. So it's a good one.
Okay.
So that's my first one. And it's a soy candle if you care about that.
All right.
Yeah. So the second thing is, this is something that I ordered for Caroline's dorm room this weekend. And it came in and I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to order one of those for myself because I really like to sit when I'm writing, which I'm planning on doing in the fall. The Lord willing. I like to sit on my couch a lot of times.
Yes.
And do things there. But somebody had suggested, I think it was on the spreadsheet or maybe somebody said in Instagram comments, they were like, get them a laptop desk because a lot of times they like to sit on their bed and study instead of sitting at their desk.
Yes.
And so this is a laptop desk. It's got, so you can fold the legs under and just have it sitting flat, or you can put the legs up, but it has a little storage drawer so you can keep pens and a calculator and whatever. It has a cup holder so you can put your Starbucks or your coffee cup or whatever in it. It has a little notebook stand and or an iPad stand or a phone stand.
Think of everything.
I mean, it's genius. But when I got it in, I was like, oh, I'm going to get one of these for myself because I can see Caroline sitting up in her bed doing like that kind of like studying and all that more than sitting at her desk a lot of times.
Right.
So There's all kinds of them, but this was just one that to me had the full thing, the storage drawer, because you don't want your pens rolling off and all that.
Heavens no.
No. This third thing is a new discovery that I made at Trader Joe's. And when you were talking about ricotta toast, I thought about it. It's Trader Joe's, their strawberry and jalapeno crisps.
I would like to know more about these.
They're so good. So they're the same. They're in the crackers, you know, where Trader Joe's keeps their crackers. And they have those ones that are like rosemary and fig.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
They're, I do.
It's the same kind of branding as that. But these are strawberry and jalapeno. And I'm telling you, they are the perfect blend of like strawberry sweetness and jalapeno spiciness.
Like I may go to Trader Joe's as soon as we finish recording this.
They're so, like, I really have thought about you about these because they're so good. And I'm telling you, they are legit spicy because last night I did like a little charcuterie thing for us for dinner. And Perry was just eating crackers and he ate one of them. He goes, those are spicy. And I said, yeah, they're strawberry jalapeno. He said, I really wish you had told me that before I ate one. Because I was worried. I was like, are they really going to be spicy? And they're not so spicy you can't eat them, but they're spicy. But those, I think, with a little bit of like ricotta cheese on them.
Or some cream cheese.
Last night I ate them with a little, like a little Parmesan cheese. It was just a really good, like salty, savory, spicy mix.
Sold.
Yeah, really good. Highly recommend. My next thing is another Amazon thing that I found, and they're the cutest. They're rattan dangle earrings. So they're kind of they're that rattan look.
Yes. They're
just really cute to me. They look like something you could get at Anthropology, but they're under $10. They come in a couple of different styles. They're lightweight. I just think they're a really cute little summer accessory.
Love them.
Yeah. For that price. And they also have some rattan bracelets, the whole deal, but I really like the earrings.
Add to cart. That's what I just did. Add to cart.
Yeah. I think they're really cute. And then the last thing is something that I've just ordered because I saw a couple of different people on Instagram talk about it and I decided what the heck. And a lot of y'all have asked me about a neck cream because I've tried various neck creams. I've looked at various things. People are raving about this Gold Bond neck and chest firming cream.
Okay.
They are saying that in 2 weeks you can see a noticeable difference, that it really works. I think it's like $9 for a tube of it. So the price is right. And I figured why not? So, the verdict is still out, but I do like
it. Okay.
It's a good consistency. It doesn't smell weird. It doesn't really have a smell. It's just a good, and I feel like putting anything on your neck and chest area is better than putting nothing.
Sure.
So anyway, I'm going to give it a whirl, but I think that's a good budget.
It has salicylic acid in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a, I don't know. It feels, and I mean, I'm telling you, I think Kathleen Jennings Beauty, people talked about it and, you know, she's real. I feel like I'd really trust her. And then somebody else brought it up and said, this has really been working. So I figure why not give it a whirl?
I think that's a great thing to try.
Yeah. So those are my five favorites.
Well, I'm $10 poorer because I just bought those earrings and I'm going to be probably $5 poor in the next 90 minutes because I'm going to run up to Trader Joe's in just a little bit.
Yeah. And if you're going to go ahead and get two boxes of those crackers because you're going to wish that you did.
That sounds so good. That's when you see that those two flavors together and you're like, well, those two things belong together pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, just a really good combination. So it feels like it's a good summertime cracker.
Well, I can't wait to try. So grateful you found them.
Yeah. So that's it. So between that and your cereals, I don't really know what more you could want from a podcast experience.
I know. Listen, it's good to talk about these things, though. It's real life. Yeah, the cereal's real life.
It is. It's what's happening.
All right. Well, we'll be back again next week. Maybe next week, I don't know. We'll talk about sandwich meat. We'll see.
There's no telling. We can only hope.
All right. Well, we hope y'all have a good rest of the week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.